You get the hangs.
Yeah, no, I do. I don't.
I've got you.
You had to read it off.
Case number 922-742.
Seven forty-two.
Yes.
Just make sure you pull up this all right.
Yes.
I'm good to go.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's here. 742.
Well, there's two East Hartford cases left.
22-742.
Does everybody know what?
If you don't know your case
is?
Number, come forward because somebody reported.
You know who it is.
No, I believe he was here and he left.
He left?
There was a gentleman that was sitting up front and who raised his hand to your question initially, that he was here for the case, but I saw him leave.
He was sitting here. I don't know where he went.
Oh.
Well, I guess he's up next.
Naturally.
You move up.
Really interesting.
I'll meet you out there once it's done, sir.
Case number 10.
553.
23-553. Did you take the oath?
Yeah, he was here.
I just wrote oath for no reason.
Unfortunately, having a V at the last name. You gotta make it.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not my I don't really know how she does this.
I don't
I go back to qualifiers and then I wing it. And then I always think these tarpers seem to always be the last one. So
we should put them at the top.
Push them in. Yeah. I promise.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, so 23-553. Lieutenant, can you identify yourself for the record?
Lieutenant Joe F-I-C-A-C-E-L-L-I Ficcelli, representing the East Harbor Police Department, and Chief Matt Hawkins.
Okay, Lieutenant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. The appellant filed a pistol permit application with the town of East Hartford in March of 23. The appellant failed to check the box on the 799 form that he had been convicted. In 2016, he was arrested and convicted in the town of South Windsor.
Would you like to make an opening statement, sir? No? Yes, you
no,
have to
sorry.
Say, we need to be able to make a transcript is what I'm trying to say. So if you just speak up just so, I mean, we can probably hear you if you use it, but the microphone also has to pick it up. All right, Lieutenant, you may proceed.
Sure. Sir, do you remember filling out the 799C form for the pistol permit application?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember seeing the box where it asked if you were convicted?
Yes.
Do you remember what you checked?
Yes.
What did you check?
No.
Were you ever convicted of a crime?
Yes.
What happened? Why did you fail to check it?
At that time, I was a misunderstanding on convicted. I did supply documents stating that I was had a charge, and I did write yes that I was arrested on the question above that. And I just misunderstood convicted as have I ever went to jail and was incarcerated. It was just a simple misunderstanding on my end, and I messed up.
Does the board have questions?
What document did he supply to you guys? That's my question.
I do not have a document in my packet.
Okay.
And I believe we asked to reach out, and I think we had a difficulty with his number, if I remember correctly with my...
What town do you live in, sir?
East Hartford.
And if you look at his packet, the phone number's kind of written twice. So I believe my clerk's office tried to reach out to him with that packet, but I can't tell you what was on there.
Did you supply this to us? It's from the Manchester, from the criminal court, the motor vehicle record response.
My clerk's
office. That's from the appellant. Anything after the questionnaire.
Oh, that's from the appellant.
Okay,
so I'm just wondering if.
Yeah, I didn't have that in my packet. I don't have that in my packet.
Right, we'll ask him what he supplied that to.
Other questions by the board?
You mentioned one conviction. There were two, right? Do you have two?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, you're going to bring that up?
No, no, no. I agree with you.
Yeah, 2016, 2019. That's according to him or the court, but not on the...
Yeah, on my SPRC, I only have 2016.
Yeah, that's all it's there. But he supplied from Manchester Superior Court a 2019 disposition date of 6/18/19, $100 fine for 21A 267, parentheses D, parentheses 1.
Is that the infraction?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to look it up.
I'm sorry, Chief. I thought you were referring to, he did mention in his packet that he had been arrested for a case and had his pistol permit revoked at the time. That was for DUI. That was a 2018 case. That's what I thought you were referring to, the second okay. case.
I do see that on there.
Good.
I don't know if I'm good, but I...
Well, if you want to keep looking, I have a question.
Yeah, I got to look.
Lieutenant, on the page 3 or 4 of the application, towards the bottom, in the area about protective orders, the appellant checked yes that he'd been subject to a protective order.
Yes.
Do you have any information in your file about the protective order?
I do not. I remember it was a Manchester case, so I it is in the packet, but I don't have it with me currently.
Come to your question, Chief.
No, it's just, again, very confusing. It's a protective order, but we don't have it, right? We don't know. Is it within the 5 years that it have to be disclosed?
I don't think it, well, if I, again, I get a ton of these. If I recall correctly, it was a case that was terminated. It wasn't the what he was convicted for. It was a different case.
Well, that's what he wrote. I guess you can ask him.
Well, he's here, so we can ask about it. Other questions by the board? Seeing none, Lieutenant, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
So you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
So when I put out the application, like I said before, it was just a misunderstanding on the...
Just speak up a little bit,
It was a misunderstanding on the word. I did provide the document stating that I was convicted in the charges that I had. So I just thought, like I said, that actually meant I went to jail versus just having the charges, paying a fine. I didn't really think too much into the situation.
Questions for the?
No, sir.
Okay.
So what document did you supply to?
I went to Manchester Court, yep. And I got the paper with the numbers they just gave me, whatever they gave me, mental support, I run that directly to, I supplied it with the application. Yes, that paperwork.
So that was attached to your application?
Yes. That and also my motor vehicle history.
For the record, it's the Manchester Superior Court Criminal Motor Vehicle Record Response. It's in the packet. Other questions by the board?
And you don't know if that was...
I don't know, sir. No.
So if that was attached, would that sort of gives all the information you need? I understand. It's just, yeah.
The packet is a packet, and you swear to it for a reason. You should be checking the boxes correctly. As she pointed out in the last case, complete and accurate application. If you're not checking yes to the conviction, I think it's...
Well, I'm just saying if he supplied that he, you know, the shows the arrest, the guilty, the fine he paid, and everything as part of that package. It doesn't look like he's trying to hide anything either.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's trying to hide anything. I just think it's inaccurate.
We said just...
Well, it is, unless, you gotta, you have to understand that sometimes citizens don't understand conviction. I mean, we hear that all the time, sometimes true, sometimes not, that I didn't go to jail, they didn't put me in handcuffs, it wasn't an arrest, it was a, some misdemeanor summons, that's not an arrest, and sometimes that's legitimate, sometimes not.
I think it's, this case is different from the last one in that he supplied the information, and I think there's a lot of confusion. I personally think it's understandable when you pay a fine. You're kind of like, oh, I paid a fine. It doesn't feel like a conviction, you know? There's no oversight by the courts, there's no probation, there's no... It's kind of like, oh, it's a fine, it's gonna go away. You can kind of see the difference. That's just my take.
I mean, like within, under the protective order, he followed that wording to the letter of the application, and also regarding the revocation, gave it PD, the date, and the reasons for the denial suspension.
Is there any, gonna be any information provided about the nature and circumstances of the two arrests and convictions?
No.
Because sometimes those things could have been, as you know, a felony knocked down to paraphernalia or something. But you don't know?
I do not know, sir.
Any other questions?
Just, I would agree with you. I see this case differently than the previous one. Mm-hmm. Because the attached materials indicate to me that there was meant to be full disclosure.
Doesn't look like there was an intent to deceive being the difference. All right, sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
No, I'm sorry.
I
do want to know what the circumstances were of the cases.
For the charge?
Yeah, you were charged, there were
it
convictions for...
Drug paraphernalia.
Right, so what led to that? What was the original charge?
I want to say I was pulled over and because I want to say the car was unregistered, if I'm not mistaken. It was a long time, but I don't quite remember. But
it wasn't that long ago. One was 2019. That was
well, the 13 one is the one I recall. I don't remember the 19 one.
16, you mean?
Yeah, sorry, 16. I was pulled over. They found a tobacco grinder in the car, and that was the charge that I got charged with for drug paraphernalia.
All right. Was there marijuana in it? Smelled like marijuana?
Yes.
They tested for marijuana?
Yeah.
Tell me about your marijuana use today. When was the last time you used marijuana?
Over 3 years. I have my class A now, and I drive a truck. I don't smoke. I don't do nothing.
All right. In the case you were just telling me about, was that 2019 or 2016?
2016.
What happened in 2019?
I don't recall 2016. I mean 19, sorry.
There's similar charges, though.
Yeah.
It looks like drug paraphernalia, too.
Yeah, same charge.
It says June 18th, 2019.
Yeah, I've seen the date, but I don't remember, because when I went to get the case, I thought I would have got a whole report on the situation, but I only got those numbers, and I was like, all right, well, these are the same thing, so it's most likely going to be drug paraphernalia.
Well, did you get a ticket, or did you get, they put you in handcuffs?
No, I just got a ticket.
Both times?
Yes.
So you remember getting a ticket?
And I paid a fine, yeah.
Okay,
I remember paying the fines.
I'm having a hard time how you don't remember something that happened 4 years ago, but you remember something that happened before that.
I'm 16.
This says June 18th, 2019. Yep. That's less than 5 years ago.
I don't remember exactly what happened with that.
What do you remember of that incident?
Of that incident?
Yeah.
I want to say it was me driving an unregistered vehicle. Because at that time I was being young and dumb and driving my car without being registered.
All right. That's what you said about 2016.
Yeah, but what about that's the only situation that could possibly happen because I'm always in a car.
It's not very convincing. I would expect you to know.
I do apologize for not making that clear.
It's still not clear. But the issuing authority doesn't have it either.
It's an East Hartford case.
Is it an East Hartford case?
2019, it says East Hartford. Mm-hmm. On our report.
sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
Is the 16 case.
Oh. Well, that's strange.
It is, yeah.
Maybe that's why he doesn't remember it. There's only one conviction showing up on the judicial website.
The 16 case.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, that helps, because I was really having a hard time with it.
Yeah, no, I'm going the 2019 off of from the court.
Like I said, yeah, I'm going off of what Manchester provided me.
Very strange. Other questions?
So it only looks on the website, there are only the two.
Just
there's
one.
The
2016.
Just the 2016.
Yep. And he doesn't remember the 2019. And I'm wondering if there's just a mistake on his record.
Mm-hmm. Even the criminal history of the search went on.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Well, would the infraction show up on a criminal history for a marijuana related thing?
Might not, but it would show. Oh. I thought it'd show up on judicial.
It's a lookup for infractions and criminal.
So the just confusing more, the charge they put down, they're like specifying D1. Section D is the part about the Narcan. Like you're not charged with this, you're not guilty of this if you're assisting someone like a medical. It's in good faith seeks medical attention for like one of the
times.
So you
it's
find
changed
out.
Changed since
yeah,
then.
But, yeah.
Since here, I think.
No, this was 2019. That one. What was that? The Good Samaritan change. Is that 20? But I don't think we're going to figure out. Yeah. Figure out
what that was.
So we're done with questions, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like I already asked you if you had a closing statement. Did you have a closing statement?
No, but I would appreciate it if the court would approve me. I was a misunderstanding. The reason why I was denied was for saying no for the convicted part of it. I feel like if I did check yes, we wouldn't even be here today. But like I said, that was just a simple misunderstanding. I didn't mean to write no, even though I provided the documents. If I was trying to hide the situation, I wouldn't have provided all the documents. I would have just checked no for the question above that and that question as well.
Thank you, sir. Lieutenant, would you like to make a closing statement?
Sure. The town went off of the application that was given to them. His argument seems somewhat valid to me. I agree with the colonel that he did attach that to his paperwork.
Brief factual.
A denial by East Hartford Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial is the fact that the appellant failed to check yes under the question of whether he'd been convicted of any offense, when in fact the appellant has, we're pretty sure he has a conviction of 2016 for possession of drug paraphernalia, in which he paid a $75 fine. The appellant's testimony is that he supplied East Hartford Police Department with his criminal motor vehicle record from Manchester Superior Court, which in fact shows an arrest in 16 and 19, both for possession of drug paraphernalia, which he paid a $75 and a $100 fine. Can't find that 19 case anywhere else. So.
Mm-hmm. Comments by the board? Seeing none. Where did I start last time? Anybody?
The chief.
Just start in the middle.
Dr. Conrad.
Start with myself.
I'm
going to
say appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
For the appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
The appellant.
Chair votes appellant. Thank you both. We're all set, sir.
Thank you.